Cooking the Goyim Society, A Lesson with Israel Cookstein, by High Priest Hooded Cobra 666. Hello, dear Goyim. Greetings, fellow rabbis, people of slavery to the Jews, cooking lackeys who serve us. Another cooking lesson with Israel Cookstein. For our recipe, we are going to need Jews, 6 trillion billions of lies, spiritual ignorance cooking bowl, 6 million grams of Jewish influence and Goyim tears, 120 grams of feminism, Hillary Saudi Arabian Clinton coated, 1,000 tons of cucking, 500 grams of misplaced love, 350 grams of pacifism, acceptance, and tolerance, 250 grams of historical ignorance, 1,000 Jewish infiltrator tree roots, 1,000 grams of Muslim and Somalian invasion, 1,000 grams of Pislam, 2,000 grams of Jews versus Islam fake war identity, 500 grams of alt-right, 1 giant donut trap, 650 grams of believing in the Jewish media, 650 grams of the Jewish media is the only reality, 1 ton of ignorance, race mixing dust, 100 tons of individualism, selfishness, self-hatred, consumerism, 100 million pounds of don't be Nazis and bigots, Goyim, root, 100 megatons of Christian and Muslim prayer psychic energy going into the Hebrew God Jehovah, 1 magic wand, 10 tomatoes of violence, misdirection, and civil warfare, 1 forget it pill, endless immigrant rape-fugee supply, 6 grams of Jewish preoccupation for the Goyim, and 100 tons of gatekeepers' false flags. The recipe is called Destruction of the West. It goes as follows. First, we get the Jewish infiltrators. We put them in the cooking spiritual ignorance bowl, aside our base recipe ingredient, a sleep goyim. In order to do this, we pound the 6 million goyim tears and mercy into the recipe. Then slowly we start mixing the Jewish infiltrators along with the asleep goyim. Slowly this will form its own lump. The Jewish infiltrators we have coated with Christianity, while the asleep goyim have been pre-cooked in ignorance and historical ignorance. Then we add pacifism, acceptance, and tolerance in order to make the mixture less problematic overall and less stiff. We then start pounding the megatons of Christian and Muslim prayer energy, and we use the magic wand to mix. We mix until the goyim have become all Christian and Muslim, but at the same time we crush the tomatoes of violence into the mixture. The Jewish infiltrators will create the necessary preconditions for everything, including adding feminism later, media control, law control, and everything we need. It all starts from here. Though the tomatoes of violence sometimes wake the mixture up, because the mixture is hurt, we throw it in 1 forget-it pill and crush it into the mixture. Then we put the Jewish infiltrators on top of the mixture, as they always stand out. What we are left with is tolerant, Christian, pacifist goyim on the bottom. Then we proceed in adding 100 tons of individualism, selfishness, endless consumerism, and materialism. This is necessary in order to balance Christianity, which emphasizes living on the next life and like a slave. We add a cherry of feminism at the top. We enjoy and eat from the mixture until we become very fat. Then the Jews who have become fat infiltrate further and take the long march. Christianity and Jewish infiltrators taking all leading positions make this really possible. We cook this for some years in the oven with the above, and then we put in the cooking. What the cooking gets strongly on the rest of the mixture. We leave this in the fridge to sleep for some decades. We've added the 6 grams of Jewish preoccupation for the goyim and consumerism and materialism sugar, while steadily crushing any remaining values with a magic wand and Jewish infiltrators. And then after the mixture becomes solid, and the goyim are even lower in the bottom and weighted by the individualism, selfishness, endless consumerism, we add a strong streak of believing in the Jewish media and the media of the Jews is the only reality. We mix with a ton of ignorance and 6 trillion lies. Then we go to the immigrant supply basket. We throw sugar to them in order to arouse them, and when they go erect, we take these out of the basket. When they revolt and don't want what's happening, we push them slowly into the mixture. Rabbi Shekelstein uses his magic wand and puts it further. The prayer megatons keep stacking up. The Jews in the recipe tend to overreact and they try to separate themselves from the mixture, so the goyim in the mixture don't really like it either. This is a crucial stage in the recipe, but worry not, for there is a plan. When the goyim are trying to come up, we put in the mixture Christianity versus Islam, fake identity game, one giant donut trap, the pislam, and then we supply the immigrants we fed with some consumerism and materialism sugar later. Each reinforces each other. For the disobedient goyim, we add the hundreds of millions of don't be Nazis and bigots for them. Mix the misplaced love with the immigrants and the goyim who have been affected by feminism, cucking, and Christianity, then throw a tomato of violence to make the taste better. Pislam and Muslim and Somalian invasion will make this possible. Then on top of this, add the race-mixing dust in order to make the mixture grow weary. We keep mixing while steadily adding more and more immigrants from the endless immigrant supply. We mix these with the magic wand with the 100 tons of gatekeepers, keeping our back while doing it so nobody gets hurt. Then we take this mixture and we boil it hard until all becomes a lump with no beginning and no end. Selfishness and individualism matter a lot here. Then we slowly break the goyim bonds by using the immigrants and the rest of the mixture. We cook it in the oven, we take this out, we remove the Jews from the recipe, we transfer them to Pisrael, and they rule over the mixture. One time, though, we lost this mixture on the crucial stage, and we had Hitler happen. The goyim's bonds did not break, and they all revolted against the cooks of the rest of the mixture, to our amazement. However, we are God's chosen people, and we know how to cook the world for centuries. It's quite easy anyway. We hope this recipe will continue so we can continue feasting, because we want our diet to be divine. Aside feces pie, which Jehovah blesses, we want to feast on crushed communist all-one societies. Let's hope the recipe works this time. Bon appetit!